It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and usually that would mean Megan Huffman would be joining us.
Yeah, Megan's busy. She's helping her alma mater raise funds. She's in a conference call with the president of her college.
Ah, okay. All right.
Well, that's how good Megan is.
Yeah, very, very, very important work. Not that this is not important.
No, but, this is way more important than that, but that's not what Megan thinks.
Yeah, but no, she's
I'm teasing.
Take two. No, it's the Mike Show. Megan doing very, very important work and out of the studio today. But we have a guest regardless for our Cher segment with Cher Greater Lynchburg. And Bill, who's our guest?
This morning we have Kelly Duvall, who's with World Help. And
Kelly's
going to tell us all about the organization and what they do and what they need, and this will be great. Good to have you, Kelly.
Absolutely. And by the way, and I didn't say this off air, but I like to preface our interviews with this nugget of information, because we had one guest that was upset that I was not making eye contact with him. And his comment was, that guy was so rude. He didn't make eye contact with me once. He had no interest in what we were talking about. And he didn't understand that. Oh, and he also said he was just playing on his computer the whole time. No, I'm producing the segment and my camera's here. Yeah. Your camera's there. So yeah, so if you're wondering why I'm not making eye contact, but I didn't think that you would.
No, you're good. I actually studied communications and all of that.
This is great.
Interpersonal speaking, so yes. I got it.
This is fantastic. But occasionally I still do glance off to the side, and everybody expects that. But Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about your organization.
Yeah, of course. So World Help is actually a Christian humanitarian organization who exists to serve people, the physical needs and spiritual needs of people in impoverished communities, specifically around the world. So we're right here based in Forest, Virginia. It's our only corporate office. It's our only distribution center. But from there, we actually get to help people in over 60 different countries around the world. So I always say it's a great spot for if you have a passion to help people around the world. You know, most people think you have to hop on a plane, you have to go be on the ground, which we have those opportunities, great. But there's a way to do it in your everyday, right in your own neighborhood. So we're right
That's
here.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is. So what all areas do you focus on?
Oh, so many. So many. So I work with the humanitarian aid department. So that is part of our mission in the tangible help, meeting physical needs. So out of our distribution center in Forest, we ship life-saving supplies like new clothing, medical equipment, hygiene products, furniture, mattresses, food as well. But outside of that, in our mission of bringing help and hope, we focus on a lot of different programs. So child sponsorship is huge. A lot of people here are familiar with our Children of the World Choir. It used to be huge. It was one of our longest running programs, but COVID kind of ended that. But still have been able to go strong with providing those past and new sponsorships in several different countries, water projects, village transformations. We do clean water projects, church planning, refugee relief, working a lot with Ukraine right now. So that's been a huge focus of ours, is still remembering and providing the needs of those who have been displaced because of everything going on in places like Ukraine, Afghanistan.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds like tremendous work. If you have a figure, and if you don't sweat it, but about how many folks do you feel that your organization has impacted?
In the millions. Yeah.
Wow.
So we've been around for 32 years now. Yeah.
32 years. The whole time in Lynchburg?
Yes. Whole time in Lynchburg. Yep.
That is amazing. What all do you guys need? What would be the biggest help for you?
Yes, yeah. So we are a nonprofit. So I feel like as most people would answer this, definitely funds. That helps us do everything that we do. We do have a number right now specifically with refugees. $35 provides life-saving supplies for 1 week for a refugee in those countries. But outside of that, I think the most realistic ask that we can ask in our own neighborhood is volunteering. So anyone who's local to the area, we even have people that travel from surrounding cities to come serve with us, which is really special too, because it's not too far away. But at our warehouse, we have volunteers all throughout a week. So,
and what do the volunteers do? What are they?
Yeah, they help. They get to be the hands and feet of really processing the tangible supplies. So we receive over 40 truckloads of new product. And so that's 40-foot shipping containers.
Wow.
So yeah, it's truckloads that are completely full, full of thousands of products. And instead of sending them to our partners on the ground just as is, where there's boxes of random stuff, yeah, we take the time to go through everything to categorize it, count it, pack it. That way, when our partners on the ground receive them, they get to focus on their relationship with people they're serving in that moment, instead of rummaging through a box trying to figure out what's what. So our volunteers kind of step in. Honestly, what I tell them is, like, they're doing the frontline work. Even though you're in a warehouse in Forest, Virginia, that translates to the front line of being able to provide those needs in a quicker and efficient way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yes.
Do you need any donations of items?
Yes. Yeah, we do take physical products. Okay. All of our clothing is brand new. So we do receive brand new clothing, more so by the truckload from companies.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of local donations of medical equipment specifically. That's been amazing. We've had people reach out to us who have some supplies left over, maybe family members are using, such as beds, chairs, and
walkers,
things like that. Walkers,
yeah,
yes. So any type of medical supplies like that, we're always apt to take as well. But yes.
Okay. You know, folks, you can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in World Help. But where else can folks learn about your organization?
Yeah, so worldhelp.net is our main site. That is where you can find all the different ways you can get plugged in. I tell all of our volunteers that come in, whatever your heartbeat or passion is, we're probably doing something with it. So even if it's not working directly with humanitarian aid and sorting and folding clothes, I mean, if it is helping women come out of the trafficking system, we're doing something with that. Wow. If it is rescuing babies that are malnourished, we're doing something with it. Child sponsorship, we're doing something with it. So our website is kind of where you can see all of those ways to get involved. I just tell everyone, like, if whatever you're passionate about, be sure to look into us, because we're probably doing something with it when it comes to serving people need internationally.
Yeah. I'm looking at your wish list. Folks, one of the things that I love about the Share platform is you can also go on it and you can look for their wish list. It's a give shop wish list where you can literally purchase items for the organizations. Mm-hmm. And talk about that a little bit. Some of the items that that you're looking for that folks can just they can purchase them directly.
Yes. Yeah. So part of our humanitarian aid department and part of our desire is to be able to consistently supply hygiene product kits as well as school supply kits. That's a huge thing that our partners do ask for with the programs that they're serving. A lot of them are serving and leading schools in their communities. And just those are items that are needed. So a lot of the time, trying to find hygiene products and school supplies by the truckload is very hard to find.
I would think, yeah.
We have been able to receive some shipments of diapers and things like that. But that, I mean, those needs of just new school supply items, hygiene products such as shampoo, conditioner, those things really do go a long way. Yeah. And it's something that we're just, compared to clothing, there's so much clothing. And so getting truckloads of that, it still can be kind of tricky, but it's been provided for. But those supplies, like hygiene products and school supplies, are things that we're always apt to receive.
Brilliant.
Well, that is fantastic. Again, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org and then just click on World Help or search World Help, and you can find out all the information. And if you'd like to volunteer, you can select that and let folks know that you're able to volunteer. About how many volunteers do you need?
Oh, gosh.
A lot.
But, I mean, volunteers are in every day throughout a week. We do regular weekday shifts, but then we also have some groups that host weeknights and weekends. So it is my full-time job is getting to be with volunteers and plan those events, which I love. Do it. If it's just yourself and you're looking for something to do, do it with your family, group of friends, community groups. We've seen what's beautiful about volunteering is that anyone really can do it. So we've had people in so young, but being able to help as well. We partner with schools and adult day programs and just a lot of different groups around the community. So, yeah.
You can never have too many volunteers.
No, not at all.
You always need them.
Yeah. Well,
especially a big operation.
Yes.
You'll figure out a place for them.
Yes. Yeah. And the needs around the world they're always there. As right. much as like yeah. we're we believe in helping one person at a time,
sure.
the needs are so big and they're there. Therefore, we're always there. That warehouse yeah. is always going to yeah. be there.
The
wow.
need,
we're always going to be
sending
supplies.
Sadly, the need never goes away.
Yes.
And the need for volunteers never goes away.
Yes,
so
exactly. Yeah.
Thank goodness we have people like you doing that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank
for,
you
For joining us. We really appreciate it. Normally, at this time, I would throw it to Megan. Megan?
Megan? We're throwing it to you.
No, nothing?
She's okay. not responding.
All is good in yeah. Megan's world.
Bill, 174 listings now on yeah. ShareGreater Lynchburg.
Yeah, let me pull
up. Megan's done an amazing job getting that set up. She and I worked together on that, and she did all the hard work.
Yeah. I'll pull up the front page right now on Share Greater Lynchburg. 174 nonprofit organizations, as Bill had mentioned. You can find them right there on the Share platform. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're currently not on the Share platform, it's free.
You should be.
Yeah, you should be. This is a place, and for folks that are looking to volunteer, maybe they're even looking to volunteer at the board level. There's all kinds of workshops and seminars and mixers and things that Share hosts. And it's part of and funded by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
That's exactly right.
Which you know a few things
about. The foundation pays for it every year. And Megan is an employee of the Community Foundation, working with Catherine Yarzabinski and her group. And they're doing really good things to shine the spotlight on the nonprofits that are making not only our community, but the world a better mm-hmm. place.
Absolutely.
Thanks to people like Kelly.
All right. Well, Kelly, again, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it. And again, learn more at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. It is the Mike Show. It is the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.